This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is out this week. I'm Bob Garfield.
What you're seeing on your screen right now, exclusive images showing Julian Assange being carried out of the Ecuadorian embassy after his arrest.
Now, there's an image for you. Julian Assange, WikiLeaker, fugitive, slayer of dragons, and self-described shiner of light into the dark recesses of government power, being carried bodily from his former refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Police have confirmed he's being held on behalf of U.S. authorities.
And now he's facing prosecution for allegedly trying to help imprisoned leaker Chelsea Manning crack a government password. Conspiracy to commit breaking and entering, basically. So the humiliating eviction isn't the end of the Assange story, but that's not all it isn't. It also, most likely, isn't a blow to the free press, despite the immediate hand-wringing.
It's a very serious assault on the First Amendment, clear an attempt to rescind the freedom of the press, essentially.
Every journalist in the world should be raising their voice as loudly as possible to protest and denounce this.
The press is indeed under attack in this country, but not in this case, because WikiLeaks is not and has never been the press. Journalism reports or opines on events or phenomena along with history, context, multiple viewpoints, and potential consequences. WikiLeaks gets hold of information and dumps it indiscriminately, absent context, absent motive, and certainly absent thorough reckoning of consequences. This Assange himself told me a decade ago.
WikiLeaks is not a normal news organization. We are a public service to whistleblowers who are trying to get their messages out. Our judgment would be a form of censorship of those whistleblowers.
He could have left out the word normal. He didn't run a news organization at all, any more than El Chapo ran a pharmacy. He's more like a fence, a broker of stolen property, which property is admittedly sometimes of legitimate and even priceless public interest. But sometimes, just loot. That's precisely why judgment is not censorship. Judgment is judgment, weighing not just journalistic value, but also the sources, motives, the context for the leaked information, and most of all, benefit versus risk. It's why, most canonically, journalists never report on troop movements in time of war, because it immediately endangers lives. A standard that doesn't impress Julian Assange, who postures as a transparency absolutist.
You either believe in a free press or you don't. And if you do, then people should act like it. And we act like it because we do.
Thing is, press freedom, defined under U.S. law and best practices, doesn't permit libel or extortion or, by the way, burglary, digital or otherwise. With journalistic freedom comes journalistic responsibility, and Assange explicitly disclaims that, at least where other people are concerned. While he preaches that all information, no matter its sources or dangers, is better public than secret, his own organization is shrouded in secrecy.
If too much is known about the journalists that are working with us, their telephone can be tapped and monitored, and sources that are communicating with them can be monitored. The results of a slip-up on our behalf could be fatal to some of the people that we work with. So we're very cautious to make sure that people can't get at our sources by obtaining our telecommunications records.
Can't argue with that at all, but do note the double standard. I mean, you're either for exposing secrets or you're not, right? Now, in one of the more thoughtful red flags raised about the Assange prosecution, Washington Post columnist Margaret Sullivan observes that the encryption technology Assange is accused of abusing to hide his alleged conspiracy with Manning is a standard tool of real journalists. If he's prosecuted for using encryption software to communicate with a whistleblower, won't, say, Scott Shane of the New York Times face the same threat? This is the dangerous precedent argument. But does it really hold up? The charges, after all, aren't about the encryption tool. They're about the password-breaking scheme it obscured. Lizzie Borden was prosecuted for axe murdering her mother. That triggered no alarm in the lumberjack community. The prosecution of Julian Assange is not an attack on the press. It doesn't necessarily even pose a threat to WikiLeaks, which would be forever invaluable if only it were more journalistic in its approach. What this case is about is one man deciding that the ends justify the means. And me, I look forward to his day in court. Coming up, it's light bending, it's mind bending, and it's a matter of extreme gravity. A black hole in living color. This is On the Media.